You know, Dr. Ludden, we're going to be talking about the justices and more about forgiveness. But one of the things that you were sharing with me just then is the importance of us realizing the impact that some of our most significant role models played for us as children when it comes to how well we do or don't resolve problems in marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So we were talking about what we call kind of a social intelligence, which is sort of the knowledge that people have to greater or lesser degree of how to handle relationships appropriately. I think we're talking about how some children, when they're growing up, they have parents who have really high levels of social intelligence, as they know how to deal with problems in relationships. So these kids, they see their parents fight, and then they see their parents work out the problem and make up again, and then go on with their happy lives. And that's a really good model that these kids see. And then as they see this, you know, growing up, they learn that, okay, this is what relationships are like. You have problems, but you honestly work towards solving those problems. And once the problems are solved, you know, you go back to being happy again. And so there's a confidence that they have that they can work through problems in the relationships they have as adults. Kind of have the expectation, in fact, that problems can be worked out. And they kind of learn through modeling what those particular skills are for resolving problems in relationships. If we weren't fortunate enough to have parents with high levels of social intelligence, we may not have gotten good models of how to resolve conflicts in relationships. We may have learned that it's better to avoid conflicts because they'll just get out of hand and it'll hurt people's feelings and there's not going to be any resolution anyway. Or you might learn that, well, conflict is just a part of relationships and you got to just put up with it because that's just the way all relationships are. These are really not very positive models of relationships. But if we didn't learn the skills as children, then as adults, we kind of struggle with how to resolve problems when they come up in our own relationships. I think the good news here is that the skills really aren't that difficult. And they're quite learnable. Even as an adult, you can learn to you know, change your approach to conflicts and relationships. But you first of all have to be aware that there actually are effective ways of dealing with problems.
Now that's encouraging, because it could be so easy to just assume that, well, hey, this is all I saw when I was coming up. So this is all I can ever do. I can't do anything any different than what I saw my parents do. But that's not the case.
It's not the case at all. And that's, of course, what therapy is all about, too. Like in couples therapy, is teaching the couple the skills that they need to successfully resolve relationships. And if they want to have a happy relationship, and I have to say that because I'm not sure all people actually want to go that far, yeah. Right? I think we talked about that earlier, right?
Yes, sir.
But if both members of the couple really do want to have a happy relationship, they can't actually learn the skills that are needed to resolve conflicts.
And that is so interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. Again, the fact that in the real world, as you shared with us earlier, mm-hmm. both partners are going to hurt each other. And so in the real
right.
world, there are going to be times that the relationship gets messy. And so there's no need for the parents to pretend in front of their children that they never have problems.
Right, right.
The children need to see them having problems and actually working them out.
That's correct. That's right. That's how you teach your children how they can resolve their own problems, is by modeling it for them. You show them how it's done. And if we see that as we're growing up, then we're quite effective as adults. I think you mentioned something before we went back on the air about how many people think that it's a male-female thing, that the females are the communicators and the people who are skilled at relationships, and the males who are not good communicators, not good with relationships. But you mentioned, really, both males and females, some people are good at it and some people are so-so, and some people are really bad at it. And I think it really just has to do with the kind of models of conflict resolution that we saw when we were growing up.
I tell you what, it makes so much sense. Ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. when we come back, Dr. Ludden and I will go a little bit more into forgiveness and the other side of justice. He's talked with us about retributive justice, where we just want to make that other partner hurt because they made us hurt. But there is another justice that may be much more beneficial than retributive justice. We'll talk about that and forgiveness when we come back. Stay with us.